and they've opened things up a little bit offensively. So, like I said, and they're having some success. You know, they got a point out in Bemidji the other night, mm-hmm. so that's huge. And like I said, they've beaten some good teams. So hopefully we're catching them at the right time maybe. But we've got to find a way to play better on the road and win on the road. We played pretty well. We just got to find a way to get over the hump. And obviously we've got four games coming up, so it'll be a huge challenge for our team.
And I think if I remember right, 2 years ago when we went up there, we had not been winning a whole lot on the road at that time either. Might have been our first win up.
It might have been, yeah. I can't remember, but we went up there, obviously, and I believe we split. We didn't play very well the first night.
Exactly.
And then played extremely well the second game. So
we clobbered him, I think.
I think 5-1, 6-1. Yeah. So we've had some success up there, and like I said, I know our guys excited to go up to Anchorage and play.
Well, we know that Seawolves can play hard because we know how difficult Bemidji State is to play against, and for them to get four goals against Bemidji State and come away with a point on the weekend was probably pretty big for them.
Well, real big, and you know, they're having some success on their power play. I think that's where they're really, you know, scoring some goals, and that's really giving them some energy, and they're feeding off of that. So we're going to have to do a good job on our penalty killing and our power play, which, like I said, I feel a lot better about now than I did at the start of the season. You know, has to, you know, continue to pick off a goal here or there in games.
Really kind of a tough situation for you, Coach, because you're gone for two straight weekends, which means who you decide to take as the extra players are who you're going to have for two straight weekends.
Well, exactly. And on this trip, the league mandated last spring that if you were playing back-to-back series in Alaska, that you could travel 24 players.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So, yes. So that was a new rule instituted. So we'll take 24 players up there. And it's still a weird situation because you have to leave five players back home. They can't go, you know. For 10, 11 days. That's a long time. But those players will stay here. And Tyler Shalast will stay behind, and he'll work them out you know, off the ice and make sure they're in good shape when we get back.
Well, it should be a great series. And, you know, I'm guessing, you know, you've got the Carroll, Batan, Pietila line that has been playing so well together. Do you see any other guys that played together this weekend, keeping some of those combinations for this coming Friday and Saturday?
Well, I do. You know, obviously Gould and Fern both scored. And you're looking for some more scoring on our team. And, you know, Neville's played very well. He just keeps picking up assists, you know, and good for him. So I think that line has a potential to be pretty good. I like the Hietala, Holmberg, Vallis line. You know, every night they play, they've been pretty good. So, you know, I probably would keep them together too. And, you know, Blake scoring some goals. And Holmberg and Vallis, you know, they'll score. I mean, they're getting opportunities. So that's a pretty good line. And then obviously we've had Ricks and Ike together forever. So, and then we've rotated somebody in on that line. But, you know, and I like that line. I trust those guys. You know, I trust them playing against any team's top lines. And I think going on the road, we don't have the last change. So we're going to have to make sure that we like our lines more so defensively, first and foremost. And then if we can generate some offense off of that, too, good.
CJ Ike has been getting a lot of opportunities right now. He just needs to start burying a couple, and he'll really start racking up some points.
Yeah, he had, you notice the speed again this weekend. You know, when those foot races for loose pucks, he wins more than his share. And then he creates some scoring opportunities because of that. They made a couple real nice plays on him this weekend. He seemed to have the puck on his offside
every time.
Which is good. He's cutting in and he can protect that puck more. But their players did a real good job. They protect. They skate back to the post. They don't play on the outside. So eventually, you know, the player has to come to the net. And when you're as a defenseman, if you just go back to the post, sooner or later that player's got to come to you. And they did a good job with their sticks poking pucks away off CJ. But no, he's creating some opportunities. Rick's had a, you know, breakaway this weekend, shorthanded, cut in on the net, made a real good play. And you know, whether it's Heinonen or Ball or Jake Johnston or, you know, whoever we put on that line, you know, they've done a pretty good job also.
All right, let's take a break. Your questions are coming up here on the Mel Pearson Show.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Hunting season's in full force, folks, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has all your deer feed ready to go and hunting licenses. Stock up the camp as all 15, 18, 24, and 30-pack cans of beer are at record lows. All Coke 2-liter products, 4 for $5, and 7-Up 2-liter products, 2 for $3. Pick up your jugs of booze as Bucko's features the lowest state minimum shelf price around. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. Don't forget all your favorite munchies. For deer camp, all sales do not include tax or deposit.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
All right, back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We've got some good questions for Coach to answer. So let's start off with this question, Coach. The video board. Overall, the video board has been a great attraction, but those of us who have seats high up in the bleachers leave with a headache because it's so loud. Visiting or talking to other people is also impossible. I hear the players want it loud, but they still can't hear it when our ears are bursting. Can anything be done as far as adjusting the speakers to face down more towards the players?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I sympathize with the caller or the listener, because I've been in rings too where the music is so loud that it's just really annoying. Especially some songs can be really annoying, so I get it. But we're gonna have to work something out, because it seems like all the volume goes up and there's nothing down at ice level as you go lower. So I'm not sure if we put in new speakers with the new system or not. I think that's something that going forward that we're gonna have to definitely take a look at and make some adjustments, because we want everybody to come into the rink and enjoy their experience. And like I said, I can sympathize with the question and understand. You want to be able to talk to somebody and enjoy your experience, your social experience, and enjoy the game. So great question, and we'll definitely look into it, and I'll bring that up with our people and see what we can do.
Very good. Somebody wants to know about the travel plans to Alaska, though we've already touched on them, and we've already mentioned how many players are going. They're asking about that.
Yeah, it's a long trip. We'll actually bus to Chicago on Tuesday after classes, and then we'll fly out early Wednesday morning from Chicago to Anchorage. It's a nonstop direct flight. From there, we'll spend not quite a week in Alaska. Well, I guess we'll get there Wednesday, and then we'll leave the following Wednesday. So we'll be in Anchorage 1 week. So after our games with Anchorage, we'll hang around Anchorage for 3 or 4 days, and then we'll head over to Fairbanks and spend 3 days in Fairbanks, play our games there. We get to leave on the red-eye flight, I believe, almost midnight on Saturday after our game. So we'll jump on the plane after the game, head to Seattle, spend about an hour in Seattle, jump on a plane in Seattle, head to Minneapolis, unload, get on the bus in Minneapolis, and head back home. Hopefully we'll be back Sunday night, 7 o'clock-ish, and get ready for the next weekend. And that's the hard part. We asked the league that if you travel to Alaska 1 weekend, that you'd get the next weekend off, because it is a tough toll on the players and your body and everything. And we told them, if you have to go there for 2 weeks, you really should get it off automatic. But we didn't. We got to come home and play, and that's going to be a tough series coming back after that. You know, your body gets all out of whack and with the time change and everything. So so we have to have a good trip to Anchorage and Fairbanks, and we'll be ready for it, though. So but anyway, it is you know, trains, planes, and automobiles. It's going to be a heck of a trip.
How many national letters of intent will be signed by Tech commits during the signing period?
Yeah, that's a good question, and we're going to talk about that today.